One of the big topics in the world of kashrus, for those that are involved, is that many people, when it comes to Pesach, they make mistakes by purchasing items that they thought were indeed certified as kosher to Pesach, and they realize later on that it was not certified for Pesach. Now, sometimes it's not a big deal. The product that they used didn't really have a concern in the first place, but there are common mistakes that are being made. Now, there are different things to be done, both on a consumer level, at the supermarket level, from the kosher organizations themselves, and from the companies manufacturing kosher for Pesach products. So let's start with the consumer awareness. So a consumer, when they're purchasing product for Pesach, so I'll just go through a list of different things that I've seen come up in the past. Number one, and the biggest infraction would be matzah. The reason why it's the biggest concern is that if you do not get kosher for Pesach matzah, you are probably eating chametz. If you, let's say you bought dried mango and you didn't get the kosher Pesach mango. Okay, I'm not saying you did good, but it's a low risk item and you probably only ate kidneys, in the worst case scenario. If a person purchases matzah that was not made special kosher for Pesach, it's almost vada, it's almost certain that you're eating chametz. And that's a chi of kares for someone who eats that on Pesach. And I've had the shiloh before, someone made a matzah pizza. They ate it already, and they realized they bought it in one of the supermarkets, and it was not kosher Pesach, it was matzah, it was chametz. I called the company, it was chametz. And they had to kosher the kalim with a libun, and they ate chametz on Pesach. So it's a terrible mikshal. So any matzah product, whether it's matzah meal, knedel mix, matzah bowl mix, or matzahs itself, make sure that it is produced kosher Pesach. There's a clear kosher Pesach hashkacha on the product. I would also recommend getting a better hashkacha, but that's not for today's topic. That's infraction number one, and I think most consumers who are listening to a shiur like this should be able to figure that out. Another issue that I've seen is that many people do not typically purchase products that are made by Heimische companies. Why not? That's not for today's discussion, but when they purchase mayonnaise, when they purchase tomato sauce, anything that they buy, they go to regular national supermarkets, Cub Foods, they go to Costco, Target, Walmart, they don't buy Lieber's product. Yet, on Pesach, they shop in the Jewish supermarkets. It's limited what you could buy in Walmart exactly. So for many people, they assume that Lieber's tomato sauce automatically means kosher Pesach because it's Heimish. And very often, they don't realize that the products that many companies make Heimischer products for Pesach and Heimischer products for all year round. And it doesn't necessarily mean that because it's Heimish, so it's automatically kosher Pesach. So that's another infraction that I've seen. The supermarkets should try to do their, meaning the Jewish owned, the firm supermarkets should do their best to clearly show what things are kosher Pesach, what's not. But the consumer should be aware that just because something is a Heimische company doesn't mean it's kosher Pesach. Another issue where it's not even, you can't really blame the consumer, is where product comes in, and this is common when it comes to, I'll just give you some examples, pickles or deli or the like, where you have identical labels. One product is kosher Pesach because it was made starting March 13th. The other product is not kosher Pesach. It's using we'll call it kidney as vinegar, you can have a pickle, and the packaging is identical, except that the kosher Pesach one has a sticker, like a see-through sticker, on the outside of a plastic pickle bucket, and maybe the sticker fell off, maybe it didn't fall off. Additionally, there could be many mistakes being made, both from the manufacturing plant facility. It could be they stacked product on the wrong aisle in the warehouse, or the distributor was short, he threw in another box of pickles that was not kosher Pesach, or the delivery guy did that. There are so many steps, you know, from the cucumber being pickled until getting to your home, and when you have identical labels and there's simply a sticker that displays what's kosher Pesach or not, mistakes happen when it comes to sodas or pickles and deli, hot dogs, pastrami. So again, it's difficult to blame the consumer here. The consumer went to the kosher section and they bought four packs of pastrami, and one of them didn't have a sticker on it, and they were shopping and it was busy and they were in a rush. So there is a push. I think the push came from consumers, and the kosher agencies could push as well to have the same standard we have during the year, where we would never allow a hashgacha to give hashgacha on a product that simply has a sticker, a see-through sticker that says kosher l'Pesach, without them changing and putting the trademark on the packaging itself, especially when you're dealing with higher risk items. I think, in my opinion, and this is not just my opinion, many consumers and many people in kashrus do feel that it's a tremendous mechshol to allow stickers being put on packages of hot dogs when there's no way that, meaning the expensive label remains the same. It says wheat flour in the hot dogs or whatever it says, and there's a sticker that says kosher l'Pesach on it. It doesn't really have there's no date on it. It's not being done on a level that the kosher agencies themselves would require if they were dealing with treif versus kosher. So here, chametz and Pesach is also treif. Now, many of these products are low risk. Some companies never use chametz the entire year. It's only a question of a small amount of kidneys getting in. So, okay, it's a lower risk. But many people are purchasing things. They don't realize that what they are purchasing is not kosher l'Pesach. So as a consumer, the best thing to do is literally check every single item that you get. Even though you ordered a few cases and it came down to Orlando, you have to check every single item, because depending on at what point in the distribution chain you got this product, it could be that people made mistakes and the pickles look identical and the soda looks identical, even if you have yellow caps. Whatever it is, a person should really check for consuming things on Pesach. Definitely put pressure on the kosher agencies and the stores to be more vigilant in how they do things. When things do come up, it's important to ask a shayla. Sometimes things are indeed not an issue. It's that the all year round has a little bit of kidneys in it, which is batel, and obviously the company themselves doesn't want to say it's kosher l'Pesach. It's not certified as kosher l'Pesach. But there are times when you got the wrong item that halachically you would be allowed to keep it and you'd be allowed to eat it on Pesach. Ask a shayla in that situation. There are times, based on the barcodes and dates, that you could confirm with the manufacturer that this was made already after they kashered for Pesach. But it's much better when you see an OUP, you see a hashgacha, kosher l'Pesach, on the product itself, and you could be rest assured that it is kosher l'Pesach.